What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Yay! What's up, everybody? Bing is for doing, and we are now doing another after show for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5, Episode 10, Super Trooper. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I'm I also have my lovely co-host here, starting over with the lovely lady,
Jackie Borowski.
Get your life, Jackie.
I just knocked shit over, too.
Get your life.
And I cussed.
You did a lot. You're
She's
doing the most
two.
Right
over
now.
Two. Cameron Marston.
Shut up, Cameron Marston. You better say it loud.
Mm-hmm.
Izzy's here.
Of course. And of course, we are joined by a very, very special guest. You guys saw him in this last episode, our military vet, Izzy, or better known as Isabella Andrews.
From the House of Andrews.
Love it.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. You better get it.
For our iTunes listeners, though, he's wearing a Navy shirt, which I appreciate.
Yes, because he was in the Navy.
Yes.
In the Navy.
But he's representing.
You better represent. Now, I couldn't do the military because I could barely pass ninth grade PE. So
you were a military kid, though.
I was a military kid because my dad was in the military, but I was not trying to follow in his footsteps.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time. I could not do basic training. I couldn't see myself doing it.
But the bitch can do an 8 count. I don't know how that works out.
5, 6, 7, 8. You better get your life. All right, so let's get into this this episode. Starting off with after the elimination of Miss... Who went home? Alyssa?
Coco?
No, who went home last?
Oh,
last
Alyssa.
Week? Alyssa.
Yes.
I'm not talking about this time. I know who went home this time. I had to think about the
Sky's
last time.
Sky's the limit.
You didn't remember the epic lip sync with the drop and the
spin drop?
Spin drop and the
Listen,
lips.
Drops and splits to me are like eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You just do them all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's. Never mind.
Get your life. Uh-huh.
We also know what Tony has for lunch every day.
Ooh.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
But that's they come
that's
in.
That's code.
But they come in and, you know, they do their whole little spill. And I think for the first time, the girls are starting to realize that little Miss Jinx Monsoon is starting to be a little force to be reckoned with. What do we think about that? Because we were talking a few weeks ago that people were doing sneak attacks. And I said, I do believe that I think Jinx is the one that's kind of like sneaking away at them.
Episode 2, go back. I said it. I think Jinx is playing a game. She ain't stupid. Trying to act all sweet and innocent. She ain't innocent. She has a game. I said she's talented. She had a plan. Doesn't mean I like her.
No.
For some reason, I feel like she was doing... I don't know. I feel like she was just flying low under the radar and just doing her... I kind of seemed like I was trying to call it like a sneak attack. I think it's a sneak attack on the girls. But I feel like she was just doing her.
Yeah, I think that she always just does her.
And the girls, I think, kind of counted her out in the very beginning. Like, oh, she's a comedy queen. She does not really put together. Like, she'll be out before you know it. And she's just
part
keeps
of it,
progressing.
I think part of it, too, though, is it's the juxtaposition of the way her appearance is outside of character and then the way her appearance is in character. Mm-hmm. Somebody said it in Untucked. Who said it when they didn't want to get her because she looked crazy? I guess.
I don't remember that.
No, I think the question was, like, how do we feel when we first walked in?
When you first walked in?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When I walked in.
Oh, it was you?
Well, no, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, who did Coco have? Steve?
Coco had Steve.
Steve said it.
He was horchata.
Horchata. Okay. Yeah.
Steve, oh.
Horchata.
Horchata. Horchata.
And I think that's the thing. It's like she looks very different when she's just standing there versus getting into costume. Oh,
she
my
busted.
Lord.
Well, when I walked in, as soon as I turned right, I saw Chucky and Nip Tuck together. I was like, oh. And I was just trying to keep a straight face. I'm just like, oh, wow.
Oh.
And I was just smiling.
Oh,
and then you got the
shade.
Queen, so.
The shade of it all.
I'm sorry, who's Chucky?
Chucky, the little
Jinx.
Doll.
Oh.
And then Nip Tuck is Detox.
I got Nip Tuck.
Izzy, you just read the girls for Phil. And that was the first thing he said. Read them.
I high five you if my stomach wasn't.
Well, that's what she gets for calling me Jennifer Lopez as Jesus.
I remember that.
And there you go. Oh, and there you have it. When you throw shade, you get shade back. And Izzy has been waiting to give you back that shade.
This episode had me laughing so hard.
And speaking of laughing, let's talk about this boot camp for the mini challenge that they had to do. For some reason, I thought it was so weird. Like, I got that they were leaning towards, like, introducing, like, the vets and, like, trying to do, like, a boot camp type of thing. But I was just like, really? Y'all couldn't think of something else to do for the mini challenge?
It was like an expose on the physical inadequacies of drag queens.
I liked that, too, actually.
What was weird is that when we met them, they're all sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
So it was right after boot camp.
It was right after.
They're all sweaty and... They made it seem like they were outside running in a boot camp obstacle. Like,
no, they were inside.
And so you didn't know until you saw the footage what had happened.
Well, what had happened was,
see, I would have liked to have seen that. Like,
yes.
Maybe like an obstacle where like whoever like got the fastest time would have been the winner instead of like seeing that. Because okay, let's be real, like. There were some people that might have had an advantage over, you know, keeping up and keeping it going and things like that over some other people. We all know who those people are. Need to name no names. But I'm just saying.
But remember when they did that, like, basketball game last season?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We know it's not because they can't film outside. I mean, they've
right.
been outside
they
before.
They could
have done something like that. That would have been more interesting.
They could have clearly went outside, did a little obstacle course, then maybe went back, took a shower. So that they can meet y'all. Because meeting somebody for the first time sweaty is not cute.
I love that. It just goes filming one to the next.
Jinx's hair was all frizzy and I was like, whoa.
I remember
and
that
Steve
shot.
Steve said he was scared.
Yeah.
Ooh. See? Mm-mm. So Alaska ended up being the winner of that. Skinny bitch. Oh, I'm not allowed to cuss. Sorry. Alaska won that. Good for her. And then the main challenge introduced the vets and putting our military vets in drag. And that's when we were first introduced to Izzy. Izzy, how did you feel going into this episode and this challenge of being in drag? Because you had never been in drag before.
No.
And now all of a sudden you're going to be in drag for the first time on national TV in front of RuPaul.
Well, at first when they asked me, I was like, no, it's okay. I don't have time for that. But then thinking about it, they say, well, think about it and, you know, let me know. I'm like, well, I already said no. Oh, okay, well, probably like 3 weeks after that, I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll do it. And then I thought, well, maybe it'll be fun. So as soon as I get there, we're in this room. I go, we're walking and we're seeing all these doors with stars. Like, well, I bet you each drag queen has a room. So we're just guessing, but no, it wasn't. We had to walk like... I don't know, like, maybe like 1, 2, 3, 4 buildings away in drag in front of straight guys.
In drag in front of straight guys.
Did you get any whistles or cackles?
No, I think they're used to it already.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Was it when you guys got there, was there, looking at the queens, was there anyone that, like, you were hoping to get or hoping to be paired with?
Not really.
Izzy said, I don't want nobody. So nobody
touch
me.
Did you know that they would have to shave you for this?
Yes, I did.
And for our listeners that do download our podcast, Izzy's chest hair has grown back because
it's been a year.
Peeking over.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
It's fine. No, you didn't try to tuck the hair down. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I tried to tuck it down. So, speaking of shaving, like, you know,
poor Izzy.
That was my first thought. Like, when I saw you, I was like, oh, he's going to have to shave. I wonder how he's going to feel about that. But then you came in the next day, and I was like, shouldn't he have shaved already? So why did they wait to have you shave, like, right before? Is that what
I probably would have done the same thing. I would have shaved at the last minute to avoid any
5 o'clock shadow.
No, rash.
No, really? But they made it. They made it to be Roxy's challenge because she shaved me.
She did.
That's right.
And she does. She was not liking the body hair.
That's okay because she painted you back.
She did. She did.
That's what
she
looked good.
She called me fish dude when she shaved me.
Oh, that's right. Fish dude. But you were looking kind of smooth after that shave, Izzy.
The clippers really, they work really, really well.
But
so it was just clippers? Just no clippers. Actual razor?
No.
Damn. Well,
for the
beard, your arms, there was no razor? No. That was pretty good clippers. No.
That was pretty, that was pretty
dry
good.
Dry queens better run out and get it.
Okay. So in the pairing after, well, Alaska got a chance to pair everybody. And she just made it very simple by going down the line and just matching everyone up with everyone. And Roxy mentioned that, like, she felt like she was being sabotaged. Did you guys feel like Roxy? Because I didn't feel like that was sabotage at all.
I thought it was just Alaska just wanted to pick the last guy. So she didn't really care who everybody else got as long as she got the last
pretty
guy,
boy.
The really pretty guy in the lineup.
Yeah.
Careful what you ask for.
Yeah, because we went in from tallest to shortest. Of course, I'm the shortest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think it was, I don't really, I just think she was thinking about herself rather than anybody else.
And she seemed to not be very happy at first. With you, Izzy.
Yeah,
she smiled.
Did you see?
She smiled.
So you've now seen the episode, right?
I saw it.
Yeah, and so did you know how worried she was going into it?
Well, as soon as we met, they separated us. So I think they went to go talk about how they felt about us.
Yeah.
So really, in reality, Roxy didn't know me.
Yeah. Oh.
It was just a handshake, nice to meet you, and then they separated us.
Oh.
And then we got back together, and that's when we started working together.
So then the first time you heard anything about her initial reaction was when you watched it.
On TV.
On TV. What was your reaction to that? Were you surprised? Or?
Yeah, I was like, why? What did I do to you?
Because I actually thought the pairing made sense to me. Like, I think if I was in a room, I would have paired you with Roxy.
Well, okay, let's ask it from a different perspective. If you had to pick amongst them, would you have picked him first?
Would I have picked him?
I have to agree with Roxy. I wouldn't. That's not body. You know he's got body hair.
But, I mean,
he is shorter.
But it can easily be shaved off, obviously.
Yeah. But then I have tattoos on my shoulders and everything.
Oh, I didn't see all that. But, I mean, we weren't going to see all that.
He's military. Well, that's a 70% chance he's covered with a tattoo.
Well, my dad was in the military. He ain't got no tattoos.
No comment.
Get your life, Cameron. But okay, now, if I had my pick, I would have chosen Steve.
Me too.
Steve was the older vet?
No,
that's Dave. The Coco was Coco's vet.
Horchata.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Horchata.
But then again, even for me, Steve or Detox's guy?
Aaron.
I wouldn't have picked him because, I have to take it back. Steve, I would like to have picked Steve because I find him handsome. But the more muscles you have, it's a little, you know, it's harder.
Well, true.
Cannonball shoulders? Talking about.
Not just that. Aaron got on shoes first, and then I got on shoes. Aaron was having a little bit of trouble walking, and he got used to it. I've never walked in a heel about 6 inches, but I've heard that you gotta, like, stiffen up your legs, and I got legs. I got strong legs, and immediately started doing runway.
Oh, but they made it seem like Aaron was the one that, like, put on shoes and, like, caught the runway.
They didn't air that. I mean, remember me in the dress?
Yeah, yeah.
And the wig?
Yeah, yeah.
Roxy immediately put me on it to start practicing.
Yeah.
And I was doing runway.
You were sissying that walk.
More than everybody else.
Ooh.
See, this is the stuff you don't see.
You better tell
it.
Izzy was like, I'm going to let y'all know. That it wasn't Aaron that was sissying that walk first. It
careful
was
what you asked for.
I have to say, though, another thing about the editing, too, was Rue was going around the room asking who's done this before. And I noticed with your edit, there's, like, a big, like, weird gong noise and, like, dun-dun-dun. But everybody pretty much had the same answer, that they hadn't done it before. So I was like, why does he get this just because they're trying to play up the underdog until the win?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else doesn't. But I'm like, they're all saying the same thing. So
yeah,
that was another weird...
He must have been stomping something terrible on that sideline.
I would like to see footage of that. I almost wish I would have brought in a pair of heels for you so that you could sit and just walk right here. And we would have put on CoverGirl, put the bass in your walk, and we would have made you walk.
Because you look good when you were on the stage. You look good.
They didn't show enough, though, because, I mean, I purposely was shaking my ass and I was walking.
Uh-huh.
You barely see a little bit. It was jiggling.
It was good padding, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good padding.
It really was.
And why? Because she's a good queen, tell me.
Yeah, it was very Roxy. Yeah.
You better be glad that you weren't paired with Alaska. And got those hams stuffed.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Horrible.
It was terrible.
And even, I mean, it's almost common sense that, like, if you have something like that, to shave it down. Like, that's all she had to do.
She doesn't know how to do that. And that goes back to my initial argument that I find Alaska funny. I think she's a great performer. I don't think she's a drag queen.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that in episode one, she gave up.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, how are you going to give up in the first episode?
And you've been trying for all five seasons?
Yeah, that's going to bite her in the ass.
Well, so far it hasn't. Going back, we had Jinx was paired with Dave, the vet, Alaska with Matt, Detox with Aaron, Coco with Steve, and of course, Roxy and Izzy. And then they were also presented with that they had to do a color guard presentation. As well as the main challenge of getting them in drag. I would have liked to have seen the color guard presentation a little more.
Yes, definitely.
I feel like they kind of cut that out.
They did.
They cut a lot of that out.
Because aside from the obvious fumble that Detox and her partner were having, it was hard to judge the performances based on the snippets that we got.
Yeah.
It was like, I feel like it was more, we got more runway, so I was more looking at who looked like a partnership on the runway, because there was so little of the color guard.
Yeah.
We had to do two dance routines.
One, you guys had to do two?
Two.
Oh.
Nice.
One with the color guard, mm-hmm. And the thing is that I was in color guard in high school.
Nice.
Marine Corps ROTC.
Mm-hmm. So you already knew how to twirl that flag.
If he could, he would snap his fingers right now.
Because I saw it. He was about to get up. He was about to raise up and do it. And then he was like, let me put it back down.
So I kind of worked with Roxy. I said, okay, let's not do a color guard, the parade color guard. Let's do a military and put a little bit of parade color guard.
Mm-hmm.
And our routine was perfect. I basically taught her how to march, like in 10 seconds. I go, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, left and right. You know, and whenever we stop, it's going to be on 4. So I explained everything to her, and then I kind of showed her how to spin the flag. Mm-hmm. And we did a routine, and they loved it. And even Coco and Steve were like, oh, my God, you guys got it together, like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
When we did our runway dance routine, there's a part where we're twisting, doing the snake.
Mm-hmm.
We did that for, like, a 4 count. All the way to the corners, they came back, and then we battled in a color guard flag thing, and then I don't know if you guys see me, but doing this,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was kind of like what I brought in. I was like, okay, I'm gonna do House of Andrews and shake my hand.
I saw it Untucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I saw it Untucked. I loved it.
But see, everybody liked it. One of the girls, they liked it.
I mean, so you looked like you belonged together, which was...
Por la raza.
It looked like it was... Well, it looked like it was people really working together, whereas I think, like, aside from Jinx and her partner, who are also really working, it just looked like everybody else just kind of slapped on some makeup and wished for the best.
Can I just say something? When we first got there, Jinx was not really friendly.
Oh, really?
She was very...
Surprise.
Quiet, and just like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't even want to talk to anybody. And, you know, off the cameras, we were all chatting. And
Not her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm telling you. I think it's all a game. It's all a... She has a plan.
She's sneaky.
And the whole... When she's on camera, she's playing it up because she's been on stage all her life. I don't believe it for a second. time to go home.
So being there, what was your impression of the girls? Because we see something completely different, obviously, because the show is contrived and made up to make each individual girl seem like a certain type of thing. What was your impression when you guys were interacting, like, off camera and meeting the girls for the first time? What was your impression of them?
What I didn't get was, like, how they could get along so well, but on TV they were, like, fighting with each other.
Yeah.
So it was just, to me, it didn't make sense. You know?
Yeah.
They were all friends. They were all, like, hugging and crying and, you know, gay stuff. But it just didn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense either, because when you watch Untucked, everybody seems to be very chummy. Mm-hmm. But then you see clips of the actual episode, and it seems to be not so chummy. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is just... It was a weird juxtaposition of two different moods, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, you've been watching the season of Drag Race. Now meeting the girls, who do you think is not being portrayed in the way that they should be? Like, true to form, yeah. Out of the girls that you met on your episode.
I think Jinx is not being real.
Ooh.
She's not being real.
Boo-boo! So she's not the very, like...
Fierce?
Okay.
No.
That... And
I think she's been lucky, because, like, when she did Dia de los Muertos,
mm-hmm.
I think she just took a chance and they gave her that. But she didn't bring nothing. That's a costume. Mm-hmm. That's not drag.
That is true.
I thought the risk was good for her.
Well, yeah.
I
think, and they gave it to her.
But we have to remember, she's a performer. So this is like, she does this.
She's very
this.
Theatrical.
She knows this.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I think she was smart in that for those Americans that watch the show that aren't familiar with that holiday or that idea or that concept, it brought the shock value. I mean, it's entertaining. She knows what she's doing. She ain't stupid. She's running out of costumes.
But that wasn't drag to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's entertaining. I think
my grandma did better.
Oh, not your grandmama. Oh my goodness.
Chapter 3.
Izzy is in. The library is
open.
I often love it.
Open. Who else? What were your thoughts on some of the other girls? Like Coco, because Coco right now is coming across as like she's all about herself. She is like kind of
dramatic.
Yeah, and all that.
She was very flirtatious with all of us.
Mm-hmm. That is Coco.
I think because being cooped up and locked up, you know, and then you finally get some testosterone up in there. Can you imagine how they were when the Andrew Christian boys were there?
Mm-hmm. That's But see, I've seen throughout this episode, though, anytime they bring somebody in, Coco's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they all are. They're always like, oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
But she's married.
True. Married.
That's true.
But
Lord.
As long as you don't touch, it's just human nature to do. Just don't take it too far.
Well, first of all, I mean, never mind. I don't think Coco thinks like a normal person anyway, so.
What do you mean?
But Coco acknowledges that she's a very emotional person. And right. That's a thing.
That's one thing, though.
When she called in, she was like, I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
And I spit out disclaimers right before I rip on people. I can dish it, but I can't take it.
Oh, Lord.
All the time. That's Coco right there in a nutshell.
I do like, though, how, you know, in Untucked, she tried to defend her vet, because it wasn't so much about her, it was about the fact that she didn't want this person to be humiliated on stage.
I liked it when she started her little explanation, and then two sentences later it turned all into everything about Coco. The thing about Steve, it just went out the window.
But she said something about her dignity. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. It was Steve at first and turned into
Coco. She admitted it that she didn't know how to do makeup.
Yeah. Right.
So she was scared that she was going to be in the bottom.
And all the
bottom
queens knew she couldn't do makeup.
Well, she doesn't. She's arguably the weakest out of all of them at doing her own makeup. So.
Ooh, let alone somebody else.
Yeah.
They, I think I saw something on Facebook where they did Steve's face as Latrice Royale. Right? Orange.
That I called it when Coco first came out. I was like, she's got Latrice makeup.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna get red for that.
There's another picture of Coco that I've seen of like her picking out like her makeup, and it's like these like just dust like things like Like she looks like she's in Ethiopia or something. She's just like,
oh, Jesus.
I'm serious. Like, Yara showed it to me on Monday. She's like, look at this picture of Coco. And it was like this picture of like a little Coco with like her like orange on. And there was like this orange dust and this light dust. And she's just like picking it out. There was another one of Tang as well. Sounds like we have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. You are on for the RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Chris, West Covina.
Hi, Chris. Hi. From West Covina.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Cameron. And hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I hear that you have somebody there.
You know, this is a G-rated show, okay? G-rated.
That what?
We have Izzy, the military vet who won the challenge.
Miss Isabella Izzy. Andrews from the House of Andrews.
Izzy, I just wanted to tell you that you better work it out. But I was mad because they didn't give you enough airtime, so I was like, what the heck?
He's mad, too.
I was upset. I wanted everybody to see how I shake my ass.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
You had good padding.
There wasn't all padding.
Ooh. Oh.
I could confirm that.
I said G-rated, damn it. G-rated.
Oh, wait a minute. Now
he said he could confirm this.
Yeah, he did.
Did I sleep with you?
No, but you know,
did I sleep with you?
I know who I am.
Ooh. Chris, do you know Izzy?
Yes, I know Izzy.
Oh, okay.
What's that one?
What's
what
the tea? How do you know Izzy?
He knows me by another name.
Ah.
What's the other name?
Tigga.
Oh. Yeah, I know Tigga.
Oh
my God.
No, I went to your Facebook and you blocked me. Or and I was like, what the heck? It was so funny.
Oh, Izzy, you already blocked Tigga?
No, I don't have you blocked.
Are you
no,
sure about
that?
No,
he didn't block me, but I tried because I tried to comment on a picture. I tried to go comment on his page.
You got my family Facebook because I kind of keep my...
Oh, you don't want all your business on the street.
He compartmentalizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta, Chris, you got to get the right one.
Then you get in trouble like me putting drag all over your Facebook and your family's like...
No, the one where I'm posting pictures is Izzy. The other one is my real name, Israel.
Oh, so make sure you are finding Izzy.
No, I got the right one.
Oh, you got the right one, baby. Y'all remember that Pepsi commercial? So what did you think of this episode, Chris?
I thought it was okay. I mean, it's a little going a lot better now that the girls are gone, now that Coco and Alyssa's gone.
Oh.
I feel that it's... The show's been a lot better now because it's basically my top three that are going to pretty much be there would be Jinx, Roxy, and Detox.
Who do you think?
The top three.
Who do you think is going to take it home?
I think it's going to be kind of hard. It's kind of hard. Those are just my top three, but I think maybe Jinx is probably going to take it.
I hate you.
Just for the fact that she's pretty much well-rounded, but I don't think that she needs to fix her stylings a little bit more better because the girls are more polished than she is.
Mm.
So she needs to pretty much bring it out more than that. So.
Okay. I mean, I can kind of see that, but I have my own predictions. I'll go over that later. So what else did you like about this episode? Besides Izzy.
I started dog licking him. I was like, this fool.
You started what? Dog licking him?
No, you're just making stuff up.
Because I was like, this fool.
Oh, I thought he said dog licking. I was like, what's that? That's new. I haven't heard of that.
Let me try
it's
it.
It's a new position.
I don't know about trying it. But that was...
Izzy said it's a new position.
Oh.
I love this show.
That is a mess.
By the way, I listen to every podcast at work on Wednesdays, and I start cracking up laughing. Everybody starts looking at me like I'm crazy.
I love it.
I love that too. Who do you think is the funniest?
I do. I start cracking up laughing when you and Tony and Cameron start throwing shade at each other, and then I start up laughing, and everybody's like, "What is going on?" And I'm like, "You wouldn't know."
I love that.
I always win, though, because I feel like I throw the most shade.
Just make him feel good.
Just because you're wearing a bow tie don't mean you win.
Just let him feel good.
You know what? You know what I have to say to that. I give you a new one. You can go right down here to the Staples Center and have yourself several seats because you're trying it.
Ain't nobody even trying to have seats.
Well, you need to have one. Thank you so much, Chris, for calling in and putting in your input.
I don't know what's happening.
Do you have any last words or thoughts? Izzy is still here.
Izzy's trying to figure out that position.
The doll-looking position?
Actually, I'm just waiting for it to hurry up to get over with.
This season?
I want the new season already to come because I feel like this season has just been, like, every season, it's always bad at the beginning, and then it starts to get good after the girls. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, okay. But, I mean, I really didn't like her, you know, the girls at all. I still don't, except for Roxy.
Yeah.
She's the only one that I'm pretty much rooting for. Mm-hmm.
Why you say Jinx, then? I'm going to get it.
Because Jinx is like...
Me and Izzy are going to catch you.
Could you remember how last
I know where you live.
Talking about how she has a platform just, that she knows about stuff.
Who?
She has everything. That's the only reason why I totally agree with you on that
one. Oh, Jinx and her platform possibilities.
For that.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see her lip sync.
I mean, we kind of touched on this last week because I don't think we've seen her lip sync yet.
No.
Jinx, so. No.
She's always been safe.
Yeah, she hasn't been in the bottom two yet.
No.
But never
I
say
feel
never.
Like that's coming, though, because they're giving her too favorable of an edit. Nobody gets to win everything.
Right. Yeah. I as much as I like Jinx and I appreciate her for what I've seen on the show, I think a time is coming where she's going to be a little stumped, and
I agree with you on that.
She's going to unravel a little bit, and we're going to actually see her flaws.
Because we've already seen, like, Detox and Roxy are very, very strong drag queens, and we've already seen them have certain struggles before. We've seen Jinx struggle with herself, but not necessarily in the competition so much. So I just feel like you can't have that strong or that favorable of an edit throughout the entire season. Mm-hmm. I don't see it happening.
Yeah. I guess we'll see. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for calling in
and giving your
input.
Bye, Chris.
you better get it, Izzy. Where can we find you, Chris? Mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter?
Bookstar.
I think he hung up.
Oh, did he hang up?
Yeah.
Bye. Great.
Well, bye, Tega.
Well, Tigger follows Cam on Facebook.
He wanted to hang up before Izzy just said what he said.
What?
Watch the video back. You guys will catch it.
Oh, Lord.
I missed it. Izzy, what did you say?
G-rated show. G-rated show. Don't repeat it. Don't repeat it. They got to catch it. You got to watch the video.
Y'all better get your life.
Pay attention to Izzy.
All right, so.
32 minutes and 10 seconds.
Oh, my Lord. This is happening.
That's too much.
It was too easy. I couldn't let it go.
I would high five you right now if I could.
All right, so on the main stage, we've talked about the Color Guard presentation, and then we had the runway part where we had Jinx and Dave came out as the Judy and Liza tribute. First off, where did Dave come from by saying that he think he killed Judy Garland?
Because he met her and then he...
No, I got it, but it was just kind of like...
He introduced her to prescription pills.
But it was off-putting.
I think it was a joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
a
joke.
No, he said he actually did give her some pills.
Shut up.
Yeah. And that's why... And then Rue stepped in and said, I think she was already on, like, along that line before
hard.
She died.
Well, Rue's face, whenever she gets stumped, is kind of like a... I don't know what to say at this moment.
That was like a record scratch moment.
That was a record scratch.
I was like, whoa.
But I'm sorry, you know, I mean, besides that little thing and then his revelation, I mean, I know in Jinx's head, she's like, I hit the fucking jackpot. I'm sorry. That's all I could think. And I saw her face, she's like, I hit the motherfucking jackpot.
What I liked about that storyline, regardless of... You know, his age and, like, his inability to move and things like that. I liked how he was telling stories about how before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, you know, people were getting kicked out of the military. It's a real thing. And, like, not many young people remember that or know that or acknowledge that. And I like it when they bring in these stories and say, look how these people had to get to where we are today.
Yeah. Izzy, how was it for you? Being in the military.
When I first signed up, basically I had to come back into the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew. It was just about my job and my job only.
Right.
I didn't have no life outside of the ship.
Do you think that now that they have, you know, now that people can serve freely and openly, that things would have been completely different for you?
Oh, yeah. I think I would be doing runway on the flight deck.
Miss wow, Izzy would have been
on the flight deck.
She would have been sissy in that walk on the flight deck. I have a feeling for some reason there would be like bowl competitions.
It's
and
like
runway
the
walk.
In the Navy song. I love that song.
And they would have performed it, and it would have been a YouTube sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And Izzy would have been front row and center with the highest of highest heels on. Get your life. You better work.
Who the hell is driving this ship?
The captain. Sir, ma'am.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What did you guys think of Dave mentioning his medical condition? Because I saw that they kind of prepped it, if you guys saw it.
Yeah.
Their medical condition. I was like, oh, you know, it's probably like, remember a few seasons ago, there was the older gentleman when they had mother-daughter that had an issue with his leg and stuff like that. I was like, oh, we're going to redo that again. And then he mentioned it again, and then he mentioned that he had AIDS, and that, like, the medication has made him, like, you know, blow up and things like that. Like,
I didn't like the editing in the sense that it almost, it didn't really explain that he was referring to the medications that were available in those, in the back, you know, it's maybe like 9-10 years ago, it was before AZT was actually finally phased out, and the damage that those drugs had really done to people's bodies and just their systems and the long-term effects. So I appreciated that aspect, but I wish they had kind of given more, shed a little bit more light on
it
that. Yeah, a little bit better. Because, you know, not everybody just falls over just because they have HIV medication.
Yeah. Because it just kind of seemed like they like, just put that in, like a, oh, here we go. We'll tell this story. You know what I mean? And it didn't feel like it had like a flow to it.
But I feel like when I feel, you know, with casting, and I don't know how much, you know, they obviously searched you out as a contestant. So they're obviously picking people for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're, you know, producers pick people for stories. They don't want to pick just average Joe random.
Yeah.
They want to put a story in there. And so they probably knew that this guy had a story, and obviously the Queens didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're picking this guy because he has a story, and they want to highlight that story on television.
Yeah.
But we all agree that, well, I think we all agree that the editing for this season is highly disappointing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but you know how they ask every vet, how was your experience? But they edit my story out.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. How was your experience? Tell us now.
At first it was rough, but like I was telling RuPaul when she came up to us, and I told her that I'm more of the demanding, I'm more of the type of person that will demand my respect.
Mm-hmm.
If I won't be bullied.
Yeah.
Like any other. There was a lot of guys that were bullied over there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there was the don't ask, don't tell. I mean, I had a friend who would walk by and the sailors would just slap his ass. And that made me come out. I didn't come out. It's like, don't ask, don't tell. But that doesn't mean I can't show it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I kind of got together like a group of 20 gays in my ship.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of took care of each other.
Oh, good.
But it was kind of rough, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that it was fun, but a lot of times it was physical.
And see, it shouldn't even be like that. Like, I think people just need to realize that there are many different types of people in this world, and I think it depends on the type of person you are, will depend on the type of respect you get. It shouldn't matter who's laying in your bed.
It's also weird to me because my dad was in the military too, and I feel like the military is a very diverse institution.
Yes.
There are lots of different types of people from different backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, different socioeconomic backgrounds in the military, and it just seems, of course, you would also have different sexual preferences there. Like,
yeah, just I like mean, anywhere else, just like any
yeah,
other
and
workplace.
I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, I don't understand, and I know that maybe you're singling this out because of taboo or whatever reason, but it's like, I don't understand why that is being singled out as opposed to other things, and it just doesn't make sense. It's like, especially in a modern world.
Yeah.
Well, especially in your case, it was a contained vessel.
Right. How, what, like...
Well, I was on an aircraft carrier of 5,000 men.
Mm-hmm.
right? And you have that, they have that fraternal, combustible, like, sexual atmosphere, and then everybody's making excuses, and it's all slid under the rug.
I mean, you hear about, oh, they did this, they did this. I never did it. I was just focused, you know, but I had friends who, I did this.
But I mean, even the boiler room, even just the hazing aspect of it for the guys that picked on the homosexuals, or even they partook in sexual activity, and then, you know, it's swept under the rug like it's no big deal if the person was abused or mistreated or gay bashed. It's just par for the course because you're in that contained 5,000 man vessel. And it's part of the military hazing process. Please.
But if you're there together to do a job, mm-hmm. it's like you. If you're part of a team, you can't go around, you can't operate like that, keeping secrets from members of your team. I work for a really small company, and it's like you just know these things about those people, and that's, you just know that, and then you have to work together.
That's true. Speaking of knowing things about people, this is your chance and opportunity to tell us stuff about what we're doing here at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you download us on iTunes, rate us, comment, let us know what you like, what you don't like, throw shade, read, compliment, whatever it is you'd like to do. Just make sure at the end of the day you give us 5 stars. Why? Because we need it. So make sure you do that for us. Thank you. All right, so, you know, I had to slide that iTunes commercial in somehow, and I was sitting here figuring out how I'm going to do it, and I was like, oh, there we go. All right, so continuing on our thoughts on, like, the runway presentation and everything like that, any standouts for you guys? Obviously, I really liked Roxy and Isabella.
Sickening, because you guys serve body. I was like, how is she going to flip some body?
Your makeup was the best. Yeah,
she painted you.
You guys
she
look
didn't
like
just put makeup on. She painted your
she
ass.
She looked like you guys look like sisters for real. Like that was very believable. And what I also liked is that, like, you know, Roxy, of course, she's known for body and everything like that. And she had the cutout version, mm-hmm. and you had the full, you know, bodysuit. But still, equally, you both looked good. And I feel like in this challenge, it had to be more so about making sure that you looked, like the vets looked great as well, but also making sure that you look good. And I think some of the girls missed that mark. I think they were still concentrating on them and focusing on them and kind of leaving their vets out to dry.
That was one of the critiques that Detox got, because they said that Detox made Erin or Bethadone more clownish than, and she made herself look good.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like that.
Yeah. And I can see that.
And it's not easy to paint somebody else. You're used to painting yourself. Roxy beat her mug. She looked flawless.
Yeah.
She painted you to be at the same par as the rest of the queens, not the other contestants on your level, but you look just as good, if not better, than the rest of the contestants.
Yeah. Sick. Speaking of Detox, going into Untucked, where a lot of this was like Detox's episode, and her family, you know, wishing her well and stuff. And then just hearing about her partner committing suicide not too long ago, and now hearing about...
No, he committed suicide.
In the last episode.
I know he committed suicide.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What? Yeah.
I don't think they mentioned he committed suicide.
They mentioned it in the last episode, I thought.
They mentioned that he died. They didn't mention he committed suicide.
Oh, maybe it's because I Googled it.
Did
it?
Oh.
Binged
it. Wasn't it an accident? Yeah.
That's what I thought. Tony knows something.
No, I don't.
Losing gossip.
So she found out her partner had died and saw the body. That was revealed. And then now it's revealed that she was in this horrible car accident and just all this stuff. I suddenly, like, I mean, I've known of Detox for a while and I've heard of tidbits, but I have a lot of respect for someone who has gone through so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it has affected her, and she mentioned that and stuff. And I mean, it takes a strong person to go through all that and to still keep pressing forward.
And now the plastic surgery makes sense. Like they had been making fun of her plastic surgery up until this
point.
But here's the thing. Even to other parts of your body, because if you have a face that was destroyed and she was clearly like rocked by it, then you start overcompensating in other places,
like dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm. yeah
because her, I'm sorry, did you see her without like clothes on, like her butt?
Oh yeah, I touched it.
Did it look crazy abnormal?
I asked, can I touch it?
It's crazy abnormal, right?
I've never felt anything.
Because she has really skinny legs.
Yeah
and
then her, I get it, I know it's silicone, I get it, but I was like, girl.
What are you doing? As, oh, I can't cuss.
Peanut okay. butter, butter, butter.
Right. speaking of, well, not peanut butter, but, oh, okay, speaking of peanut butter, cocoa and horchata, this is what I feel like. I feel like Coco was very put together for Coco, and she left horchata
out in the rain.
Out in, and it's one of those things where I kind of wish that she had made something for him to maybe cover him up more, but to make him try to look as
yeah.
And like she gave him like the least bit of fabric. And I agree with Santino. You made your dress, and whatever scraps you had, mm-hmm. you gave to him. And even like paint wise, like I like paint, like the makeup wise,
it was
she can't blend for shit.
It was just it was, and I felt bad like for someone to be in that for the first time in drag and on national TV doing it and not looking as good as she was.
Yeah, she chose that dress. They said that it looked like Wilma Flintstone's dress.
It was giving bedrock. Tassel. Yeah,
it was giving. It was serving up bedrock.
It was serving up bedrock realness. So, and then also going through, we had Fortuna and Jinx, which I thought was funny and campy and very up Jinx alley. I also feel like Jinx was looking out more so for Dave and not more so worried about her. Like she wanted to make sure that they.
I
both
think she is. Like I said,
together.
She's very smart.
If
Dave looks bad, it's going to reflect badly on her. You want to make them look comfortable and, you know, make them look good.
Yeah.
Alaska.
Wait, Nebraska. Go back to Jinx. I think that they, even though, like, I liked that kind of, like, Liza Judy idea, and I liked that she was looking out for her vet, I do think Coco has a point, though, where the makeup was, like, you saw, like, you couldn't see it too well on stage, but once you saw it in Untucked, I was like, ooh, Coco does have a point. That makeup really is not good.
Yeah. And then Alaska and Nebraska, which I thought was hilarious that we had Alaska and Nebraska. Matt looked good.
Matt looked hella good, but I also will say,
Alaska, please get another wig. Please get another wig. They are giving away wigs.
She has the same wig all the time.
Please get another wig. Like, you are serving that up way too much.
I want to point out, because we've been talking all season about, you know, the beauty queens and the comedy queens or the shtick queens.
That's not even a comedy or a shtick queen.
No, no, no.
It's not a drag
but the
queen.
Judging, because I forget the guy in the far left end, he made a comment about how Matt looked really good and she was, you know, she'd probably be a better queen. It just goes to show you the atmosphere of America. We judge drag queens by beauty.
Yeah.
You can have all the shtick you want, but if you're an ugly queen, you ain't getting that far.
Mm-mm.
Is he not?
Yeah. Matt was really pretty.
Yeah.
He was really pretty, but it's like she didn't use what, like, his, like, he's very fishy looking, and she didn't use that to her advantage. She ended
worried about
up.
His walk.
The funny thing is that Mac had problems walking.
Yeah.
They didn't show
I
that.
Noticed that too.
Well, I noticed it. I noticed it in the runway.
It's watching in the runway.
And my first thought was he walks just like Alaska because she can't walk either.
Yeah.
Boom. So it was like sisters for life.
That's the problem. It's
Alaska
like,
can't dance.
Oh, nope. But she's funny, though.
You have a person who is teaching another person, like, what they know. So it's like two people that are not able to.
Two left feet.
Yeah. Two left feet.
Blind leading blind. Martin's getting mad.
Yes. So in the end, we had Roxy and Isabella as the winners of this challenge. And then in the bottom two, we had Detox and Coco. I honestly thought that Alaska should have been in the bottom two. That's just me.
For those ham hawk like legs and like the walking
and just that look and everything,
I agree.
What saved her, I think, was the fact that Matt looked great. But I honestly thought that Alaska should have probably been in the bottom two.
I think they feel sorry about Jinx and Dave's situation, so that's why they left it alone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the makeup, I think Coco and Jinx should have been in the bottom two.
It would have been Jinx. Who would y'all have put in?
I would have put Alaska and I think Drag Race does this. They judge a lot on when you're bringing in outside people. Like they obviously knew his story, and so they're trying to accommodate to that story. Well, it's like if you have someone who looks super fishy, and you just make them look like a dude in a wig, it's like
yeah.
I would put Jinx in the bottom. You know, I don't like her. Jinx and Coco.
Right. Dave's a sweetheart, though.
He is. He's very nice.
Yes.
I spoke to him. Shout out to Dave because he tried to come in today, but he's at work. So shout out to Dave. And shout out to
Steve.
Tell
Steve not to take it to the heart. It wasn't about him.
No. No. It's not.
No. But hi, Steve.
Steve, you're going to have
You'll have play for the next 3 years. You're good.
Yeah.
More about it.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
They're comparing him to Little Kim.
Oh. I can't. I liked Rue's message at the end for just this episode and the fact that, like, you know, celebrating, you know, diversions and... diversions. Diversity and, like, you know, the fact that, like, you know, veterans in the past have paved the way for, like, us to now, you know, be able to have... you know, military people who can now serve our country and be open and realize that there are all different types of people and drag queens and fun and fabulousness and fierceness and all that. Izzy, what do you think about this episode and what it represented?
I honestly don't think it should have been edited that much. That way everybody gets the feel of everybody's story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm from L.A. I said my story. I don't think it was told, you know?
Yeah.
And Dave's story wasn't told all the way, mm-hmm. by how he got beat, you know, and the way I got jumped. And then being in the Marines is even harder,
yeah. you know?
So I felt that they should have not edited as much in our stories.
Yeah.
If it was about us, they should have made a little bit more about us. And maybe we should have got that recognition.
So that way we get a complete understanding of where we've been and where we're going.
And where we are now.
Yeah. I like that.
And I also think, you know, in addition to that story, I think people would have liked to have seen, because they do these shows a lot for Drag Race where they bring in people who have never done drag before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to see the transformation. You want to see a person who has never done this before and then what they can do on the stage. And that was short-sighted for me, too. I was like, what? They're going to show more later in Untucked, right? No.
No.
And that was what was frustrating for me, because I feel like they could have moved Detox's story somewhere else and maybe added more to Untucked. Because it also felt like the Untucked didn't really go too much with what was going on stage.
No.
And I'm like, maybe you could have, because they always do the exclusives, maybe you could have shown full clips for exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
Too much crying going on.
Yeah, that's always. In the end, Coco went home, so we are now finally down to four. And now, because I'm sure Martin is going to have a fit back there, let's move to news and gossip.
It's going to blow. AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so really quick, voting has now begun for season 6 of Drag Race. You can visit the RuPaul's Drag Race page on Facebook, facebook.com/RuPaul's Drag Race, and vote for your favorite queen for RuPaul's Drag Race season 6. This is the first round of voting, so the top 10 will move on to the next round, and then it'll kind of be like, you know, the fan favorite again. There are some... familiar faces again, so make sure you visit facebook.com/RuPaul's Drag Race and vote for your favorite queen. Also, we had Shangela Laquifa Watley make her debut on a Facebook commercial where she was popping out of the little tray on the airplane. So congratulations to Shangela. Also, apparently, RuPaul is celebrating the 20th anniversary of Supermodel Work. Yes.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
So apparently 20 years ago, that song came out and they are celebrating. Spin Magazine has done an article on her featuring that. So if you want to check that out, all things Rue, make sure you visit spin.com to read that article and find out more.
Oh my God, I was in college.
Get your life. And now we move on to predictions. Thank you, Martin. All right, so we are down to the final four. We've already discussed top three. Who do you think is going to win RuPaul's Drag Race?
Roxy!
Oh, Lordy, shouting.
Trying to make it known, Roxy!
Roxy?
I still think Jinx is going to win, but I think that next week, and I know I said this last week, but I really think Jinx has got to lip sync at some point.
Right.
I really do. And I think she's going to lip sync against Alaska, and Alaska's going to go home.
Okay. Izzy, who do you think is going to take it?
I really want Roxy, but I, because of the whole situation...
The edit.
Yeah, I think Roxy's going to win.
You said Roxy's going to win.
I mean Jinx.
Yay!
You think Jinx is going to win?
But I want Roxy.
I honestly think Roxy is going to take it. I think she's going to take it.
Bam.
I think she's going to win. So we will just have to see. In the meantime, where can we find you guys? Jackie?
At 123 Jackie _ B on Twitter.
Cameron?
Yeah. At Tomacava777.
And Izzy? You on Facebook, Twitter?
Izzy Velasco. Facebook, that's it.
Done. thank you
very much. Ain't got time for that.
Right? Exactly. And of course, you can find me on all platforms. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Lounging with Tony or loungingwithtony.com. Special thanks to Izzy for coming in and joining us today.
And thank you very much. Thank you for serving our country.
Oh, and shout out to Tigger69, a.k.a. Chris.
A.k.a.
Don't say it.
How you doing?
G-rated.
We will see you guys next time for another fabulous after show on AfterBuzzTV.com for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.